AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. YPF's 18% quarter leads integrated oil peers, while 0.6x volume keeps the breakout case unfinished. YPF closed at $51.40 after a 13.4% four-week advance, but negative activity pressure and light turnover leave confirmation short of the price move. Research brief. YPF Sociedad Anonima remains in a constructive weekly regime, sitting 19.3% above its trend line and 82.4% up its 52-week range. The strongest evidence is relative performance. Its 18.5% 12-week gain ranks first in the U.S. oil and gas integrated group, which is still down 5.9% on average over the same period. The weaker evidence is participation, with latest volume at 4.9 million shares, only 0.6x the 13-week average, while market dynamics activity pressure remains negative at negative 0.34. Key points. 1. YPF gained 3.5% in the latest week, 13.4% over 4 weeks, and 18.5% over 12 weeks, closing at $51.40 on 24 July. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 32 active weeks and price 19.3% above the $43.10 weekly trend line. 3. The stock ranks first in its 18-member oil and gas integrated industry on a 12-week basis, despite trailing the group's 7.5% average weekly return in the latest week. 4. Volume was thin, at 4.9 million shares, equal to 0.6x the 13-week average and 0.5x the 52-week average. 5. Risk is mixed. YPF is only 10.6% below its 52-week high, but activity pressure is negative, and weekly volatility remains material at 6.2% over 13 weeks. Price action stays constructive, but not fully confirmed. YPF ended the week of 24 July at $51.40, up 3.5%, adding to a 13.4% 4-week gain and an 18.5% 12-week advance. The NYSE-listed Argentine integrated oil and gas producer is now positioned at 82.4% of its 52-week range, closer to the $57.49 high than the $22.82 low, while the drawdown from that high is still a manageable 10.6%. The weekly trend signal remains active, with the close 19.3% above the $43.10 trend line, and the trend backdrop active for 32 of the past 52 weeks. That supports the medium-term read, but the move is not being carried by heavy participation. Latest volume was 4.9 million shares versus a 13-week average of 8.7 million and a 52-week average of 10.3 million. Sector and industry context favor YPF's 12-week read. Within U.S. energy, YPF's latest 3.5% gain beat the sector's 2.6% average weekly return, while its 13.4% 4-week return also outpaced the sector's 8.3%. The more distinctive comparison is the 12-week frame. YPF gained 18.5%, while the sector average was down 1.2%, placing the stock 7th in the sector on that measure. The oil and gas integrated group presents a sharper contrast. The industry rose 7.5% for the week and 13.1% over 4 weeks. So YPF's latest week lagged, and its one-month result was broadly in line. Over 12 weeks, however, YPF ranked first in the 18-stock group against an industry average decline of 5.9%. Industry breadth is split, with 50.0% of names in active weekly trends, only 11.1% showing positive market dynamics pressure, and 77.8% showing positive relative strength. Market dynamics split between relative strength and pressure. The ShareMaestro read is balanced rather than cleanly bullish. Relative strength is positive at 24.92 and has improved sharply over 4 weeks, giving evidence that YPF is still outperforming a meaningful share of its energy peer set. In the broader U.S. energy universe of 226 names, YPF sits around the 62nd percentile for the latest weekly comparison. The counterweight is market dynamics activity pressure at negative 0.34, leaving no fresh positive activity signal. That matters because price, trend, and relative strength are aligned, but the underlying activity gauge has not confirmed the advance. The composite score of 61 reflects that split. Enough trend and performance evidence to keep the setup constructive, but not enough participation and pressure to remove the caution. Risk and what to watch next. YPF's return profile remains lively. Over the past 26 weeks, 17 weeks finished higher and 9 lower. The best week was +10.5% in late May, and the worst was -10.1% in late June. Recent weekly volatility is 6.2%, below the 52-week level of 7.5%. But the distribution still includes sharp losses in 23.1% of the past 26 weeks. The immediate watch points are straightforward: whether price can keep holding above the $43.10 trend line, whether activity pressure turns back positive, and whether volume expands from 0.6 times toward a more convincing participation regime. A push toward the $57.49 high would carry more weight if accompanied by stronger volume and a cleaner market dynamics reading. Failure to build participation would leave the July rebound more vulnerable to another reversal. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.